You mad at me, Granny?
What I want to be mad at you for?
For the stuff I be saying on my record.
Yeah, well, no, I ain't mad at you for saying it.
I'm not.
Oh, I don't need to be mad at you for saying it.
So then everybody else shouldn't be mad at me either then?
Shouldn't be.
Okay.
They don't even know it's you know how.
I know, huh?
They don't know who it is.
I know, huh? They don't know the real me, huh, Granny?
They don't know, man. I'm the only one know the real you.
Not a good little boy growing up?
Yeah, he's a pretty good little fella.
What?
You had your little moments already, man, but that's all in growing up.
That's right. So I have a logical explanation for the things that I said in my records, right?
Uh-huh.
That's all I need to hear.
That's all?
No matter how you hate the OG, you can't change it. See, cause to me it's total disrespect for motherfuckers who done lived in the ghetto, turn around and talk their shit and try to downgrade the next dude trying to get about the ghetto like you, but you straight fried him. See, now what you niggas need is open eyes. Although you made yourself a couple of million, you keep an open mind. Cause down the stretch you lose your grips on reality, and he who grips slip on life fades fatality. The same shit you seen in the 70s. And you can blame shit on me, but it could never be the fault of a youngster raised up amongst her. Niggas who ain't bullshit with life, they straight stunt. Now how the fuck am I supposed to tame a place that since my mother been born, it ain't been known to change. And all my niggas can relate to what I bring to them. Instead of turning my back, I sing to them. I keep it real with my niggas with no question. So why you teaching them that shit that
still get it done. Things ain't changed. 10 years in it. Freaky thing. Doing that one right there for the city. Y'all know how we come down.